The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Charles, I'm terribly worried. It's been days since our episode focusing on the health and the well-being of Catherine, the Princess of Wales. Despite us weighing in, despite us putting the full weight of the Chaser Report behind the investigation, answers are still scant.
I know, it's perfect. We can idly speculate without any facts getting in the way. And this is perfect fodder.
There was a tweet that came out that was signed C. But it could have been any. It could have been Charles.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I hadn't even thought about that.
It could have been Camilla. They're all called C.
They're all C.
And Harry's a bit of a C too, from what I hear. So is William. Yeah.
Well, William's a definite
total
C.
Yeah. So yeah, it could have been anybody.
It's becoming clearer and clearer by the day.
Let's put a peg in this after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so where do you start? So first of all, because it's hard to keep up, like we don't want to talk about the Photoshop job and the comments after that, because that was like a week ago. Or something.
Oh yeah,
like
there's
that.
A
like,
whole episode about the photo and the Photoshop. But I must say, I took your advice and I went on TikTok to investigate this.
Yes,
and the amount, the extent to which some people have gone down the rabbit hole in terms of looking at the metadata of the photos, and people have actually figured out which photos they think were photoshopped together.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, because the one that you released on Mother's Day was clearly the actual shot of Kate is from a magazine cover. You would think that you wouldn't choose such an obvious photo.
I love the massively pixelated hand. But look, that's history. That's all behind us now, the photo disaster.
No, now we've got to talk about what your current theory is. This is what I want to know, because I think we're at the end point. We're at the end game. It's going to come out in the next few weeks.
And every investigative journalist in Britain and beyond is digging into this.
Yeah, so we've got to now solidify our predictions for what
it
is, right?
Yeah, let's call it.
That's the game today. And so I think, can I go first or do you want to go first?
Sure, I haven't even given this any thought. I'm just free associating here, Charles. You've got a whole theory, I can tell.
Oh, no, I've got a total theory.
You've got it and I've got a theory look in your eyes.
Yeah,
I know that look well.
Which is, okay. So I think it's clear that William is a C. Like, I think that's, you know.
Well, Harry thinks so.
Harry thinks so. Like, just all the stuff that we sort of knew but didn't really want to think about.
I mean, apparently the Marioness of Cholmondeley treats him literally like a C.
Yes, exactly.
In a sense.
Yes, that's right. And he's been having that affair with, you know, Rose Hanbury for years
This is getting reported on. Like, you know, Stephen Colbert's talking about it. This is not a scurrilous tabloid story anymore. This is now mainstream news is reporting on the potential affair.
This is a mainstream piece of scurrilous gossip.
Mainstream scurrilous gossip, absolutely.
That's right. And so I think the thing is, what is most revealing, the one thing that we actually do know as a fact, is that the palace is no longer protecting Kate Middleton. Like, the whole point is, for years they've been spreading sort of horrible lies and presumably truths about Meghan and Harry as a means to deflect attention away from all the terrible things that William and Kate do, right?
Sure.
But now the only one who's protected is William, which means that Kate's gone. Like, it's definite divorceville, or if not, trip down the Paris Tunnelville.
Mm.
You know, and like, I'm not even sure it's necessarily true that Kate is still alive. You know what I mean?
Well, like, there's no proof of life.
There's no proof of life.
So easily.
And yes.
Have just put some sort of thing out there.
A 5 second, a 10 second video with her, you know, in front of a newspaper of the day, not photoshopped.
Yes.
And you'd be going, okay, this is fine.
But it's also gone to the point where we wouldn't be saying that. Everyone would have been saying that's AI.
Yes.
And all the TikTok detectives would be coming up. I mean, there's no proof that will satisfy anybody unless she walks into this room.
Mm.
right now.
No.
Is that the door?
But even that
wouldn't even be her.
Well, you've seen the new robot, haven't you? Have you seen the robot, I think it's BMW?
There's an actual robot. There's a Kate bot.
No, there's a robot. No, this is not to do with the Royals anymore.
Oh.
There's video of a new robot that I think it's BMW's developed.
Yeah, right.
That is fucking brilliant. Like, it is so good. It's able to sort of tidy up your desk with real sort of thing, but you just talk to it like a normal person.
Oh, wow. So isn't it a fair, is it an affair, Charles, if you get pegged by a robot? I would have thought not.
No,
I would have thought
that's just being sex positive.
It's a hobby.
Yeah,
it's a kink.
Yeah, that's just like, it's sort of normal.
Well,
you
don't have to talk to a member of the British aristocracy as well. So I would have thought that would be much better.
But the other thing that you go with the Royals is, it's clear that Camilla is running the whole show. Like, Charles now has cancer. He's out of the picture. And Camilla, remember, is the person who replaced Diana. Like, she doesn't have any sense of, oh, well, you shouldn't get divorced. Her whole thing is, well, if William gets divorced, then that makes me look more legitimate as well.
Well, that's the thing. Back when the Queen was around, we were pretty confident she was the one member of the family, possibly along with Edward, who hadn't had an affair, right? But Charles has no moral standing here. He wanted to be a tampon at one point. I mean, you can't really give your heirs a dressing down for their behaviour. And we all know that at one point he wanted to be a hygiene accessory.
So the point is, what happens if it turns out that William has either murdered Kate or murdered that, you know, brother-in-law Thomas, whatever his name is, you know, the person who Kate was having an affair with?
Or murdered Harry. Have we seen Harry recently?
Murdered Meghan. Like, what if it turns out that actually the head of state is not just an unpleasant person, but somebody who needs to be genuinely feared?
I mean, because can you lock up the king?
No, this is the whole thing. But by definition, Charles and the king is the law.
Yeah, in the same way that there's no passport or driver's license because they're all issued in the king's name.
Yes.
This is why Donald Trump wants to be president again, because they have to have these same rights.
It is far greater and more clear cut in England than a Donald Trump thing. Like, at least there are mechanisms to say, well, if a president, well, in theory, you can get rid of a president by impeaching them.
25th Amendment as well, if they're infirm. I think if the VP signs a thing saying they're infirm, you can get rid of them or something.
In England, there is nothing written down.
There's only the tunnel.
They're just making it up as they go along. Yeah. And you know, there's an argument to say Parliament could come in. Like, if it turned out that, you know, William's a serial killer, maybe the Parliament could come in and try and vote him out.
I mean, they could modify the Act of Succession, but the problem is the Royals have to ratify. I mean, this is the whole thing. To be serious for a second, the whole system in the UK is built on the royal assent, basically. Like, the royals, even though they were kind of forced to do it, and so on and so forth, we know the history, it's still, technically speaking, they actually have to agree to every law. They could deny their assent and there'd be a constitutional crisis. There's a wonderful play, I think it's is it called King Charles?
Madness of King George III.
No. There's a play about a scenario where Charles gets into a massive fight with the Parliament and there's a massive standoff and Charles basically declares martial law. I saw it at the STC years ago.
Oh, right.
Can't remember the name of it. Maybe it's called The King or something. But it goes to show that having this total lack of rules is very confusing. But even when there are rules, such as in Australia, we have the dismissal.
But Dom.
Yes.
Our king is the English king.
Yes.
Like, this problem could become ours any minute now. Like, Charles isn't going to last a year, at which point...
Really?
We get a kid. Oh, I think so.
You think it's toast?
I think we can call it.
If it is pancreatic, it's not good.
No, exactly.
But Charles, there is one person in the royal family who's got it going on, who's got great ideas, who I'm sure is alive and well. There's one other person besides Camilla and probably William who we're sure is okay. I'll say who it is after this.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. More news. less often.
I'm talking, of course, guess who it is? The one person who's been out there in the public space doing what they do in a way that it could only be them because it's so terrible.
Prince Andrew?
No. I hope not, for the sake of young women everywhere. Yeah. No, it's Meghan Markle. It's Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex.
Mm.
She's created a new lifestyle brand.
What?
She has. At the right when Kate's disappeared, she's launched this new brand.
Oh, yeah.
Cashing in on the Sussex Royal account. Because remember how they said they weren't going to call themselves Royal? And they went, fuck it, Sussex Royal. It's got the most hilariously banal name I've ever heard. Like, it's even worse than Goop. It's called American Riviera Orchard.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's one word too many.
Oh, no. Oh, don't. So what are they selling?
Selling lifestyles.
What's lifestyle?
I don't even know. So there's a gold-coloured crest with the word Montecito where they live. And
what?
Montecito is known as the American Riviera because it's full of fancy rich people. And rather than feeling ashamed, she's decided to kind of lean in on it. And there's literally, I'm not making this up, there's a video on her Instagram of her stirring a pot. She is stirring the pot by doing this. I don't know. No one actually knows what she's selling.
I don't think you're saying.
So guess, we don't know, but people have been looking around the kind of trademark applications.
Is it like jade eggs that you...
Jade eggs that for your vagina.
That you push up your vagina? Like
no, it's
goop?
It's the royal family. It's pegging implements. No, it's not. Although potentially you could use some of this stuff. It's cookbooks and home goods, decanters.
No. Oh, no.
Kitchen linens and marmalades and jellies. That's what they think it is. Or jams.
Does Prince Andrew have a merch line? What's his merch line?
God, I don't even want to know. That's too obscene, David. Think about it.
Or is it just trips?
Prince Andrew private airlines.
Air
Andrew.
Charter.
I mean, you know what he should do? He should sell photographs with him. That's what he to get a photo taken with Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
That'll come back to haunt him later in life.
$1 million.
You can get a lot of money out of him that way.
Let's go through it, right? Let's go through the scenario that William becomes unfit to accede to the crown, right? King Charles dies at some point fairly soon.
God save the king. Let's hope that's not for 40 years.
Oh, God, yes.
50 years. Long may he reign.
William turns out to be a bit of a murderer. Can't ascend.
Mm.
Then the next three in line are his kids, right?
Yes.
Beatrice being the first one.
No, George being the first one. Then Charlotte and
George
Louis.
Is the youngest, isn't it?
No.
Beatrice
is a whole other.
Sorry.
Prince Andrew's kid. Thing.
Yeah.
George, Charlotte, and Louis.
So George, yeah, you're right. George is the next in line.
You've got to remember the ones with the boring names.
Right. So George can't do it. He's under fucking 18.
Yeah, so there's got to be a regent.
Right. So there needs to be a regent, right? So you now go down the line. Now, so who's the regent? Is it Camilla?
It could be.
It could be Camilla. The other person who it could be is the next in line who, like...
After the kids.
Now, so that could be Harry.
Harry will be next in line.
But it can't be Harry because he's over in America and he said he doesn't want anything to do with them.
Yes.
After that, it's Andrew. Don't want him.
It is. It's Andrew's the next. You're right.
And then after that, it's Prince Andrew's daughter, which is Beatrice. And she is of age, and so she could end up being the Queen Regent.
Wow. Are you sure it's Andrew and not? It would go to the kids, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be Nan and Edward. Yeah.
Oh, so it may go to Prince Harry's first.
Yeah, no, actually it would. It would go to Prince Harry. But they're under age as well.
Yeah, they're under age.
They're running out of royals.
So they can't do it. So then
Where's
it goes
Prince
to Andrew.
Michael of Kent?
So then it goes to Beatrice. I mean, unless Andrew goes, well, I'll do it anyway.
Andrew would do it. Of course he'd do it anyway.
Because I'm good. I've got my working with kids certificate.
God. Can you imagine if Andrew was ascended to the throne? It's almost worth trying just to see what happens. I know.
I think we've got a constitutional crisis. I can't see how. I mean, I know that they have a tradition of surviving, and you know, I'm sure before the last 70 years, there were times when the kings and queens were not liked, right?
Yeah.
But we have known 70 years under probably the most democratic style of governance that that the England's ever had.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you look, have mocked her, but the Queen was certainly a force of stability.
And she was...
You don't want things to change or evolve in any way, that was her... She was your woman.
And her legitimacy was derived through her general inoffensiveness,
yes,
right? So if William turns out to be an absolute C, as is emerging, then I'm not sure he can... Like, if the only thing that's making it legitimate for the Crown to have that sort of person there is for him to be generally liked.
Well, this is the
and
point.
And he's not.
This is the one point that if you've watched The Crown, and I've watched most of The Crown and I enjoy The Crown, the one thing that Elizabeth very clearly knew, and I think Winston Churchill was the person who taught it to her, is that the royals actually have to actively be liked for the institution to survive. So their mission, and I think it's viewed as a bit morally ambivalent as to whether it's actually a good thing or not, but for the Crown, so it's called The Crown, for the Crown to survive, it's got to be popular. That's why it was such a crisis when Diana died.
Yes.
She had to fix it. Now, just imagine what happens if something else terrible goes down. They've already got Andrew the monster there. They've got whatever the hell's going on with Harry. They're becoming unpopular.
Yes. Although I must say what will be popular is the next season of The Crown.
Oh, they've got to make more episodes
because
now.
Because it'll be like they'll need to hire the writers for Days of Our Lives
They were going to stop, but they can't stop.
They can't stop.
And if they catch up to today, they should go forwards. They should show us what will happen.
Yes.
And
manifest
just go the most macabre possible outcome. No, but it's very strange. But the other thing, Charles, let's not forget that when you talk about constitutionally unfit to serve, there are some issues with Charles. Now, look, he's been pretty uncontroversial. I think his only issue is with pens thus far. He doesn't like pens.
But didn't he want to – didn't when he – before he became king, he sort of said, oh, I want to be fairly activist or whatever.
Yeah, well, he wrote letters, Charles. He wrote these things called the spider letters in his kind of spidery handwriting, trying to influence government departments. They've all been leaked. There's dozens of them.
Oh, you're kidding.
Completely improperly.
What?
And apparently he understands that now he's king, he's not supposed to do that. But we know what his views are.
Yeah.
And some of his views are downright wacky. For instance, he is a believer in homeopathy. And so if he's trying to treat this cancer with homeopathy, I think it could be in considerable trouble.
Well, the problem won't be around for very long.
I was walking through London at one point, not the last time I was there, and I walked past the sort of Royal Homeopathy Hospital. And there's this beautiful old building that it says, like, by royal warrant, homeopathy. I was like, what the actual fuck? Like, for those who don't know, homeopathy is a belief that the more diluted something is, the more powerful it is. So they sell medicines with nothing in them, literally at a molecular level with nothing at all in them.
Yes.
And Charles believes this stuff fucking works.
Yes.
That's the king.
I wonder whether Megan could create a homeopathy range.
American Riviera homeopathy.
Yeah,
that could be the thing that brings them back together. They could be intersecting sections of bullshit.
Yes.
Couldn't there?
Yes.
Hers and his.
And maybe then slip in some real meds so that he actually, you know, stays alive.
Keep him going. Or wouldn't it be amazing if Megan emerged as the saviour of that? Because she's the only person that understands media management.
Yeah.
And they're not very good at it, but
mind
they at least understand it.
I mean, if she's launching brands like that, she doesn't understand much. Like, there's not a huge amount there going on.
No, she's trying to be, and this is the amazing thing about Harry and Meghan.
As bland as possible.
Is that they're simultaneously trying to be royal and cash in on that while saying they're not cashing in on it. But then take full advantage of their celebrity, which they have none of without being royal. It's an amazing catch-22 that they're in.
Yes.
You get all the upside of being famous with none of the downside of having to actually be royal and open shit events. Nice try.
So who is opening things at the moment in England? Or do things just have to stay closed?
Tragically unopened. I think Princess Anne's
I mean, how if there's no one there to launch a hospital, what happens?
No, you can't treat anyone.
You can't treat
anyone.
No,
it just sits there.
And the bridges? Like if there's a bridge?
No, there's not a chance it stays closed. New underground lines.
Yeah, right.
New tunnels, Charles.
So the whole of Britain's going to ground to a halt without the royals.
It would be ironic if a cancer ward went unopened, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be ironic.
That would be most unfortunate. Yes. Unless it was a homeopathic cancer ward, in which case it would actually be...
Charles would rush
huge,
there.
But also be a huge relief. It would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a genuine crisis in the royal family, which begs the question... To what extent do we care?
No, don't care.
To what extent do we want the institution to survive?
Genuinely interested in it not surviving.
But I mean, Charles,
I think we've got to get out of what it says to me is we've got to get out of there fast. Like, and I'm not talking about, let's wait around till after the next election, then we'll have a referendum and it'll be like 2027 by the time we get out of there.
Get out of the burning building.
I'm saying Albo needs to call a referendum tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You've called it.
I've called it. And by the middle of this year, let's put a date on it. Let's say 30th of June, we need to go to the polls and get rid of the Royals.
Pick a day. All right. Well, let's look at the calendar. You can pick a day for your referendum.
Yeah. Well, aren't referendums always popular in spring?
Because
people are optimistic.
In September.
So maybe we do that. Maybe.
Could be. And you can call it C-Day.
C-Day.
C-Day. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
21st of September. That's my birthday.
Oh, let's do it on the, and we'll C for on, Charles.
Yes.
The other Charles and you.
And maybe one of the models proposed in Australia could be that I become the king. Because that's the thing. What we could do is it would be the simplest way to get rid of the British monarchy is to just replace the whole system with me becoming king here. Suddenly, because you wouldn't have to change any of the structures.
I must say, I'm really appreciating the good work that the royal family does. Also, I'm looking at your fingers as we speak and there's no resemblance to sausages there. You're not qualified.
Oh, yeah.
And have you ever dreamt of being a tampon or a pad or something? That's what you got to do.
And I certainly don't want to be pegged.
What? Don't knock it till you've tried it. This is a sex-positive podcast. I've said it before.
Yeah, and that robot. Can we get that robot?
Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast Network. Catch you on the other side of the revolution.
Vive la revolution.
C-Day. Lock it in your calendars. 21st of September, 2024.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.